For KLCC, I'm Michael Canning. Oregon Contemporary Theater opens a new musical this weekend called Ordinary Days. It runs through Sunday, June 29th. The work stars Shannon Coltrane, Tony Coslett, Trevor Eichhorn, and Katie Worley. Ordinary Days is directed by Greg Willis with musical direction by Nathan Aleph. Craig and Nathan are both here in the studio today to talk about the upcoming run. Thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Craig, first of all, could you give us a brief plot synopsis for Ordinary Days so people got an idea where we're starting from?
Sure. The play is about two couples. One is an unlikely pairing that comes together because of happenstance, circumstance in which one person loses an object, another person finds it, and you know makes the attempt to return it, and they meet each other and don't necessarily become fast friends, but do become friends eventually. The other is a romantic relationship, and it's a couple that is at that crisis point of trying to figure out, do we want to stay in this, or you know, should maybe we move on? And we'll leave that question for audiences when they come to the theater.
Okay, Nathan, let's bring you in here in this discussion. You have a primary responsibility to get the most out of the music in this play. The composer and lyricist is a gentleman named Adam Guan. What do you know about him?
Biographically, not much, but as a writer, I think he's absolutely fantastic. This is actually one of my favorite things about the work, is the quality of the writing. He takes a lot of sort of standard musical cliches and skews them a little bit, turns them on their head. It's absolutely fantastic the way he'll use dissonance sort of turn things around a little bit to play with your expectations and then maybe not necessarily go where you were expecting.
Hi, my name is Warren. It's another day out here in the metropolis. I'm employed, as you might see, as an ambassador for a very, very influential downtown artist who's been featured in the New York Times. This guy, he is a genius. He paints these pithy sayings all across the city. But then he got arrested, cause I guess it is illegal, and he hired me to watch his cat while he's in jail.
This is a brand new work. I mean, this is a work that was first done in, what, 2010? Is that right?
Yeah, it premiered off-Broadway in 2010 and then went on to productions in L.A., New York, L.A., London, and really around the globe. I mean, it's getting produced a lot, and I think that's because it's such a fun piece, and you know, audiences love it, performers love it, so...
I want to ask you, we talked about being a new work, and the lyrics and language of the play are really up to date then. In that case, does that make it easier or more difficult, or how is that different for the actors? I mean, in a lot of musical theater, you're talking about being your head being someplace in the 1940s or the 1930s or 1950s. This is a brand new thing. So how does that affect the actors, do you think?
Well, I suspect it makes it easier for them to identify with the characters because and these actors are age appropriate for these roles for the most part, so they are in the place that these characters are. You know, we have a couple of mid-20-year-olds and then a couple people who are probably closer to their late 20s, early 30s, and that is the age of the characters. And so they can really identify pretty easily. And I think they've experienced the circumstances of being in a new city and feeling overwhelmed and or being in love and feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, going through that early 20-something phase of what am I doing with the rest of my life kind of, you know, ennui. And I think that makes it really approachable for the performers.
Yeah. And, Craig, what questions do you think this play tries to answer or what questions does it pose for the audience? What's the point here?
I think the point is how do we find meaning in the beauty of everyday life, and how do we find the time and the place in our psyche just to stop, breathe, and appreciate what is around us each and every day?
Oregon Contemporary Theater presents Ordinary Days with shows running through June 29th. For ticket information, call the box office at 541-465 1506. I've been talking with director Craig Willis and musical director Nathan Aleph. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
The color of feeling that life is okay.
The color of an old